KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's 71 degrees with partly cloudy skies in Atlantic. Good morning. I'm Marissa Hovde, KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane Home Comfort Specialist dealer. Law enforcement confirmed this morning that Rodney Eugene Long, a suspect in Sunday night's shooting and pursuit, is dead. No one else was seriously injured in the incident that resulted in Long's death. Law enforcement extends its thanks to the citizens in and around Taylor County for their vigilance during the day and a long search for the suspect. More details surrounding when and how Long was killed will be released at a press conference scheduled for 9 a.m. this morning, August 20th, at the Taylor County Courthouse in Bedford. Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation, Iowa State Patrol, and Taylor County Sheriff's Officers will be present. KJAN News Time is 8:01.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable, no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Trane.
Providing daycare for the children of job-seeking veterans is the focus of the new Warrior Care Program sponsored by the Atlantic Chapter of Operation Barnabas. In partnership with Zion Lutheran Kids Come First and the Ann Wickman Child Development Center, Warrior Care provides licensed daycare assistance for the children of reservists, National Guardsmen, and recently discharged active duty troops to support them in their job search activities. The program provides funding for military members' children to attend a licensed daycare facility while they are seeking employment, said Rich Canning, commander of the local Operation Barnabas chapter. More information about the program can be obtained by contacting Rich Canning at 243-6825 and the Cass County Veterans Office at 243-6662. Police say a safe containing $25,000 was reported stolen from the trailer of a concession stand operator at the Iowa State Fairgrounds. The Des Moines Register says the theft occurred sometime between 11 p.m. Sunday and 1 a.m. Monday. The fifth-wheel trailer was parked in Lot N of the vendor's campground. Police say someone apparently pried open a trailer door. The locked safe was hidden under a bed inside. A loaded gun in the trailer was not taken. A panel responsible for vetting judicial applicants will conduct interviews with the 22 attorneys who have applied for a prestigious spot on the Iowa Court of Appeals. The State Judicial Nominating Commission said it will hold interviews Wednesday and Thursday in the Iowa Supreme Court courtroom in Des Moines. The interviews are open to the public and will also be streamed over the Internet. The commission is seeking qualified applicants for the opening on the court that will occur on September 30th when Chief Judge Larry J. Eisenhower will retire. It will eventually send a slate of nominees to Governor Terry Branstad, who will make the appointment. Prosecutors, judges, and attorneys from across Iowa are among the applicants. More than 1 million visitors attended the Iowa State Fair during its 11-day run that ended Sunday, but the number was a little smaller than last year. The fair reported yesterday that 1,047,246 people attended the event this year. That's nearly 50,000 less than last year's attendance. The fair's top attendance day was Saturday, August 17th, when 112,534 people made it to the sprawling fairgrounds in East Des Moines. The fair is Iowa's largest event and ranks among the top state fairs in attendance across the country. Members of the state commission that oversees the Iowa Department of Natural Resources are touring the Des Moines Waterworks as part of their monthly meeting. The 9-member Environmental Protection Commission is touring the plant this morning. Commissioners will see firsthand how the waterworks processes drinking water for nearly 500,000 central Iowa customers. The DNR is working with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency on a plan for enforcing Clean Water Act regulations in Iowa. This spring, Waterworks General Manager Bill Stowe criticized the DNR and the EPA as he struggled to remove record-high nitrate levels from rivers by turning on a system that costs $7,000 a day to operate. Nitrate gets into the rivers when rain washes leftover fertilizer and manure off of farms. An arraignment date is set for next month for a Northwood man charged in the death of a 30-year-old woman. The Globe Gazette reports the arraignment will be September 3rd in Worth County District Court for 39-year-old Tyrone Washington. He's charged with first-degree murder in the death of Justina Marie Smith. Smith was found August 5th with severe injuries at a Northwood park, where she had called 911 seeking help. Before dying, she identified Washington as her alleged attacker. Police learned Washington was driving Smith's car, and a state trooper spotted the vehicle later that day on Interstate 80 between Iowa City and Davenport. Officers arrested Washington after a chase. If convicted of first-degree murder, Washington would face a mandatory sentence of life in prison without possibility of parole. Iowa's unemployment rate rose to 4.8% in July as total employment in the state dropped for the first time this year. Iowa Workforce Development reported Monday that unemployment was up from 4.6% in June. Despite the increase, Iowa's rate is far less than national rate for July of 7.4%. Iowa's unemployment rate also is down from 5.5% in July 2012. Workforce Development says Iowa's total employment in July was 1,573,200. That's a drop from the 1,577,200 employed in June. Looking at national and world headlines, some of the Afghan villagers who survived a March 2012 massacre that killed 16 people will be facing their attacker when his sentencing hearing begins on a military base in Washington state. Jury selection starts today, and the panel will decide whether Staff Sergeant Robert Bales' life sentence will offer the chance of parole. Bales pled guilty in June to avoid the death penalty. The military judge at Fort Meade, Maryland, says this morning she'll begin deliberating how much prison time Bradley Manning will get for leaking troves of classified information to WikiLeaks. Manning faces up to 90 years in prison for supplying the anti-secrecy group with more than 700,000 U.S. military and diplomatic documents. Prosecutors are asking that Manning be given a 60-year prison sentence. Negotiators for the Israelis and the Palestinians are meeting today in a second round of peace talks. The first round was held in secret last week in Jerusalem, and officials aren't saying where today's talks are being held. Both sides have promised Secretary of State John Kerry not to discuss the details with the media. Kerry brought the two sides back to the table after a five-year freeze in negotiations. Stock futures are edging higher today after a four-day sell-off that shaved more than 300 points off the Dow Jones Industrial Average, but international indexes continue to be hammered by the prospect of a retreat by the Federal Reserve from aggressive monetary policies that have flooded markets with cash. KJAN News Time is 8:08.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local Train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now, 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Ella Whitel, 91, of Manning, died Saturday, August 17th at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. A massive Christian burial service for Ella Whitel will be held 10:30 a.m. today at the Sacred Heart Church in Templeton. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Robert Bob Dwayne Christensen, 83, of Harlan, died Saturday, August 17th at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral service for Bob Christensen will be held at 2 p.m. today in the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Bill Morgan, 84, of Atlantic, died Saturday, August 17th at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Memorial services for Bill Morgan will be held 2 p.m. today at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Harold Schwartz, 80, of Erling, died Sunday, August 18th at the Little Flower Haven Nursing Home. A massive Christian burial service for Harold Schwartz will be held 10 a.m. Wednesday, August 21st, at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Stephen Messer I, of 62 of Greenfield and formerly of Des Moines, died Saturday, August 17th, at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Memorial services for Stephen Messer I will be held 10:30 a.m. Wednesday, August 21st, at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Harold Reinke, 94 of Manning, died Sunday, August 18th, at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Harold Reinke will be held 10:30 a.m. Friday, August 23rd, at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Ivan Shaffa, 98 of Fontenelle, died August 9th at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Graveside services for Ivan Shaffa will be held 10 a.m. Monday, August 26th at the Fontenelle Cemetery. The Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle is in charge of the arrangements. Thomas Billheimer, 63 of Casey, died Monday, August 19th at his home in Casey. Services for Thomas Billheimer are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. The news is brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Marissa Hovde, KJAN News.